The bill sailed through the state Senate, but was tabled in the House Energy, Technology, and Federal Relations Committee after it failed to pass on an 8-8 vote. Representative Jim Keane argues Senate Bill 338 should be debated on the House floor because Colstrip Units 1 and 2 will be decommissioned by its out-of-state owners, and it would give the state a seat at the table.
This bill is what allows us standing in the state of Washington. It's very important that we have this bill out here and discuss it. It's the way the companies and it's the way the people of Colstrip and the citizens of Montana are going to get the decommissioning done in a proper and just manner.
But opponents to Keene's motion to blast the bill to the House floor from committee say this bill is not necessary because there are other bills to help the southeastern Montana community. Representative Daniel Zolnikoff chairs the House committee. He says the biggest problem with the bill is that during the hearing, opponents worry this bill is punitive because it would impose a fee on a company for leaving Montana.
New developers of other resources, including wind, who said, whoa, if you guys are going to do this type of legislation, then we don't want to invest in Montana. You're scaring our investors.
The attempt to blast the bill to the floor for debate failed on a 40-59 vote. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.